The New England Patriots are enjoying a more laid-back practice schedule this week after earning a first-round bye in the postseason playoffs, which start for other teams this weekend. Some say Pats quarterback Tom Brady's performance this season makes him an obvious choice for league most valuable player. He's passed for over 4,800 yards this season and has 34 passing touchdowns. But many Pats fans go much further than that and say Brady is the best quarterback ever in NFL history. Only a game's Karen Given surveys opinions.
A postseason bye was once a long shot for the Pats. They lost two of their first three games. But by mid-December, at least according to some statistical measures, Tom Brady was having one of the best seasons for any quarterback in NFL history. But ESPN Boston's Mike Reese says it's a long way from having a great season to being crowned the best ever.
The first thing I think about is best ever and how big that is. I mean, how do you compare a quarterback from this era to the 60s, to the 70s? Because the game is obviously so different. So that's the first thought. And then the second thought is, you know, there's a lot of good quarterbacks playing right now as well. So is he even the best right now?
Brady's rivals include Peyton Manning, who came back from multiple neck surgeries to lead the Broncos to a 13-3 record. The Saints' Drew Brees set the mark at 54 for most consecutive games with at least one touchdown pass. And newcomers Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III led what's been called the best rookie quarterback class since 1983. Luck and Griffin, last year's first and second overall draft picks, would have to wait at least a decade before consideration for best ever. Still, Reese says they won't have the same motivation as Tom Brady.
The fact he's never forgotten, I was the sixth round pick, 199th overall. People didn't believe in me then. I have to keep proving myself each day, even now, as a quarterback who's at the top of his game, at the top level.
In the frigid parking lot in front of Gillette, the Ganglani family, father Sam, daughter Samantha, and son George, huddle around a roaring fire. The Ganglanis have owned Pat's season tickets for 20 years, since Samantha was 5 and George was 3. Father and daughter don't have any doubt that for the past decade, they've been cheering for the best quarterback in the league.
He's certainly better than those Manning brothers.
Because we just have special names for the Manning.
Yeah. I don't think they're allowed on National Public Radio unless you have a bleep going.
George Ganglani offers a more scientific approach.
I can't really comment on Brady because I'm still trying to get through reading all of the records that he's broken, and I've only made it to about page 5. So there's a few more pages we need to get through, but then I'll be able to see if he's really the best.
It's true. The list of Tom Brady's career highlights is very long. But look at most of the NFL records for quarterbacks, and you'll find players from the past decade dominating the lists. Since 2004, the league has changed the rules to protect quarterbacks and encourage scoring. That's a point Mike Fay from Wilmington can't help but concede.
Oh, absolutely. And tell you the truth, you can't compare Tom Brady to guys that played in the 60s. You just can't. It's two different leagues. I mean, it's okay. It's what the league is, but you go back in time. Those guys had to fight for their lives all the time. Every game, every play.
As he turns a batch of marinated chicken tenders, Fay points out some of the other differences between Tom Brady and the quarterbacks who came before him.
So you take a guy like Y.A. Tittle, right? The New York Giant quarterback.
Yeah.
All right, just look at him after he played a game. I mean, he bald head, right? Old man, bloody. Brady would never look like that. He'd never get on the cover of GQ with that.
During Sunday's drubbing of the Dolphins, fans huddled in the frozen stadium threw snow in the air every time the Pats scored. The home team celebrated more offensive marks, including setting a new record for the most first downs in a season in NFL history. After the game, Brady and Patriots coach Bill Belichick focused on how the team will prepare for the playoffs. Another Super Bowl bid would go a long way towards securing Brady's place in NFL history. But ESPN Boston's Mike Reese says the quarterback's place in Patriots history is already well cemented.
We can definitively say that Tom Brady is the best quarterback in Patriots history. The difference with Tom Brady is three things. Super Bowl ring number one, Super Bowl ring number two, and Super Bowl ring number three, which the Patriots had never won before.
Brady and the Pats begin their bid for Super Bowl ring number four on Sunday, January 13th. Depending on the outcome of this weekend's games, the Patriots will face the Texans, the Ravens, or the Colts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Given.